At the ages of 12 and 13, I was raped by both my Catholic school principal, who which I reported to my priest. Upon doing that, the priest continued the rape, took it steps further for 2 years. I endured the abuse of these two individuals. For the first time, I am able to look at the mirror and realize I have helped protect the kids who have yet to be born, those who are born, and for other victims to gather the strength and the courage to be able to come forward.
There's a picture of me and Father Joseph Bennett, who is my abuser. As you can see, I'm in my first communion outfit there. He had been raping and sodomizing me for more than a year by the time that picture was taken. And it's interesting. I just met Bob today. It's interesting the similarities that we have, because I've been down the route of therapy and psych meds and wanting nothing more than to die and thinking about suicide all the time, because it's a very depressing way to have to live, to bury a secret that's so big and so bad, and you can't tell a soul because you were threatened by your abuser that if you were to tell, you would go to hell. And of course, I believed him. I looked up to him like he was Jesus. Anybody who was raised Catholic knows that you don't disobey the nuns or the priests. You believe them. That's who you go to confession to. This man gave me my first communion. He put the Holy Eucharist in my mouth the first time. This man was there when I was confirmed. This man married the older sister in my family. He was in our home for family dinners. He was a family friend as well as our parish priest. And he returned the friendship that my parents gave him and the trust by raping and sodomizing their daughter.
You never get over this. You get used to this. It is a part of who I am. It is a part of a journey I have to take. Is there closure? In a sense, I feel strong. Do I feel like it's over? No. It will never be over for me. Every time I walk down a grocery store aisle and I see the soap I was supposed to clean myself with, every time I get a flashback, every time somebody says something to me that was told to me by my priest or my principal, I have to live that every day. I have to get used to this. The only difference is now they can't hide in the shadows anymore.